Ever wondered why some people excel effortlessly while others with equal intelligence struggle? When Google CEO Eric Schmidt was asked what defined their most successful employees, his answer wasn't technical brilliance, it was emotional intelligence. This revolutionary concept explains why EQ matters more than IQ for career advancement and personal fulfillment. While IQ remains relatively fixed throughout life, emotional intelligence is highly malleable, and mastering it creates lasting positive change in every aspect of your life. The science is compelling. Emotional intelligence accounts for 58% of job performance across all industries. People with high EQ earn an average of $29,000 more annually, with each point increase adding approximately $1,300 to yearly salary. No wonder 75% of Fortune 500 companies have implemented EQ development programs. The ability to recognize emotions in yourself and others and use this awareness to manage behavior and relationships fundamentally transforms how we navigate our professional and personal worlds. Yet only 36% of people can accurately identify their emotions as they happen, highlighting the massive opportunity for growth that awaits those willing to develop this critical skill set. The case of Phineas Gage demonstrates how brain structure affects emotional behavior. After an iron rod destroyed his prefrontal cortex in 1848, the once composed railroad foreman became impulsive and volatile, highlighting the brain's crucial role in emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence comprises two competencies with four key skills. Personal competence involves self-awareness, recognizing your emotions, and self-management, using this awareness to guide behavior. Social competence includes social awareness, reading others' emotions, and relationship management, navigating interactions effectively. High EQ individuals share distinct traits. They maintain a rich emotional vocabulary, display genuine curiosity, understand their capabilities, learn from mistakes, adapt to change, and balance empathy with assertiveness. Through neuroplasticity, these emotional intelligence skills can be developed, creating new neural pathways until behaviors become automatic. While brief stress can promote brain cell growth, chronic stress diminishes gray matter in areas controlling self-regulation, making stress management increasingly difficult. Those with high emotional intelligence break this cycle through effective coping strategies. Likeability isn't an innate trait. It's a learnable skill rooted in emotional intelligence. UCLA research shows the most likable qualities are sincerity, transparency, and understanding others, not charisma or attractiveness. Studies reveal only 1 in 2,000 unlikable leaders are considered effective. Likeable people demonstrate genuine interest through thoughtful questions, give undivided attention, use names, and smile authentically. They avoid off-putting behaviors like humble bragging, name-dropping, gossiping, emotional outbursts, and premature oversharing. Our brains are hardwired for social connection, as essential as food and water. To connect effectively, make a strong first impression, which forms within 7 seconds, share your passions, ask meaningful questions, and listen actively. Eye contact, strategic silence, nodding, and genuine enthusiasm strengthen bonds. Success comes from balancing authentic self-expression with empathy for others. Toxic individuals drain your energy and create unnecessary stress that physically damages your brain. Studies show stress compromises neuron effectiveness in the hippocampus, with prolonged exposure potentially destroying neurons. The unexpected nature of toxic interactions makes them especially harmful. You're the product of the 5 people you spend the most time with, and toxic individuals can significantly hold you back. Common toxic types include gossips who relish others' misfortunes, victims who dodge responsibility, the arrogant who mask insecurity with false confidence, manipulators who exploit relationships, dementors who spread negativity, and the judgmental who criticize constantly. Emotionally intelligent people neutralize toxic individuals through strategic coping methods, setting limits with complainers by requesting solutions, choosing battles wisely, maintaining emotional awareness, responding to facts rather than chaos, establishing boundaries, and focusing on solutions over problems. Success requires controlling what you can and eliminating what you can't. While challenging interactions will test you, consistent practice of these techniques will train your brain to handle toxic people more effectively, building lasting protective habits. Practicing gratitude reduces cortisol levels by 23% and helps prevent cognitive decline. Emotionally intelligent people focus on positive thoughts rather than what-if scenarios, limit caffeine intake that triggers fight-or-flight responses, and regularly disconnect from technology to allow mental recovery. Effective stress management requires thoughtful use of non-working hours. Key strategies include scheduling chores like appointments, exercising regularly, even 10 minutes releases stress-reducing GABA, pursuing diverse passions, and planning micro-adventures. Working beyond 55 hours weekly decreases productivity. Protecting free time benefits both well-being and performance. As William James noted, the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Technology has blurred work-life boundaries, with over 50% of people checking work email outside office hours. This constant connection creates telepressure, a prolonged stress response preventing true disengagement. Establishing clear boundaries between personal and professional life is essential for maintaining health and productivity. Recent studies reveal concerning trends. 48% of Americans experienced increased stress over 5 years, while 31% struggle with work-family balance. Burnout manifests through cognitive difficulties, relationship problems, fatigue, health issues, decreased satisfaction, and declining performance. Research shows that event-based happiness is temporary, with genetics determining 50% of our happiness, circumstances 10%, and our habits and attitudes controlling 40%. As Aristotle noted, happiness depends upon ourselves. It must be intentionally cultivated. Happy people develop specific, emotionally intelligent habits, choosing happiness regardless of mood, focusing on what they can control, surrounding themselves with positive people, and savoring life's small moments. They maintain positivity through gratitude, label negative emotions to diminish their impact, and prioritize experiences over possessions. Dr. Thomas Gilovich's 20-year study found that material purchases provide fleeting satisfaction because we quickly adapt and compare them to others. Experiences create lasting happiness by becoming part of our identity, resisting comparison, and generating excitement even in anticipation. While genetics establish a happiness baseline, emotional intelligence largely determines our joy. Building positive habits maintains a happiness-enabling mindset that benefits both ourselves and those around us. Stanford research shows mindset trumps IQ in predicting success. Those believing they can improve through effort outperform those who see abilities as fixed, regardless of initial intelligence. Expectations powerfully shape outcomes. LSU studies reveal self-believers engage more brain power through metacognition, while Harvard research found teacher expectations alone improved student IQ scores, even with randomly labeled gifted students. Authentic living requires emotional intelligence, understanding your core drivers, and following them uncompromisingly. Authentic individuals embrace uniqueness, voice principled dissent, and maintain endless curiosity through learning. The traditional 8-hour workday fights our natural cognitive rhythms. Productivity stems from work structure, not duration, with optimal patterns showing 52 minutes of focus followed by 17 minutes of rest. In our hyper-connected world, solitude is essential. Research shows top performers need workspace privacy, while interruptions harm performance. Solitude enables stress recovery, personal freedom, and enhanced emotional intelligence through reflection. As LeBruyer noted, All men's misfortunes spring from their hatred of being alone.